This is Jack White on behalf of the Capital District Growth Team with another Monday morning message. This is part two in a three-part series that we're having of interviews with the current Growth Team Chair, past Governor John Tyner. John, are you there?
Yes, I am ready. Ready to go.
All right, last time we talked about Operation Bring 'Em Back, finding members who have left your club and giving a reason to come back in to build up your membership.
Right.
What are we going to do today, John?
Well, I thought there's another program part of that six-pack thing we talked about last time called Four Under 40. Some of us have been around a long time. Remember, it used to be Project 39, but it's the same deal. We're looking for people, young entrepreneurs, graduates of our SLP program and whatnot, who might be interested in a club, generally under age 40. Basically, to do this project, though, you know, with the success of the Grundy Club last year and the brand new Tawana Club, all of whom have younger members in there, younger in their career, not necessarily in age, but changing a club's attitude is essential to the success of this particular technique. We have to talk about stressing a club's projects, not so much the traditional meal function. We've thought about some of this, Jack, with your satellite idea. We'll talk about that in a minute. And, of course, our successful internet clubs, one that's already set up, we got a brand new one coming out of Division 20, show that the sooner our clubs get internet savvy, the easier it will be to attract these entrepreneurial go-getters. And the main thing for anybody who's listening who are talking to young folks is to find out what they're looking for in projects. We all know what we do, but what we're trying to see is what they're interested in, and there may be some things that the club hasn't thought about that would attract them as far as they're doing. You could also ask them.
When I was talking, and I did a couple of interviews that were recorded at our district convention in August, I talked to Jill Mattinger, the director of growth from Kiwanis International.
Right, right.
And she was very keen on the idea of the cultural difference between the club that you and I grew up in and the type of groups that many of the young people like. She mentioned that the gong, the song, the prayer, and something, you know, that those were turnoffs to some young people. Have you found that?
Well, I found that they're generally uncomfortable. Not so much the gong at grabbing attention, but a lot of them aren't used to singing. And frankly,
well,
some of them shouldn't sing. But
the whole routine that we go through.
Two other things to think about very quickly in this little blurb here is that when you're talking to these young people, you might not only talk about your projects and what they're interested in, but are they looking for contacts? Are they looking for people who perhaps can mentor them if they're new in their profession and there's someone in your club who's been an attorney for a long time, Jack? Are they looking for referrals? A lot of the other groups that are attracting the attention of the young folks have to do with referrals and business contacts. Well, that's not necessarily what we're doing because we're doing community service projects, but it's a way to get them interested. And lastly, let me just suggest that if you're talking to three or four people who are under age 40, try to think of them as invite them as to be members as a class. Because if you've got two or three of them being asked at the same time, they can feel like they're got somebody just like them to talk to while they're trying to fit into the culture of your particular club. So,
John, well, that would be true, wouldn't it, for any different type of group? If you had people of color or whatever, you know, when we first started bringing women in, the first one felt awfully uncomfortable all by herself, but if you get three or four, all of a sudden there's a comfort level there.
Yes, and it's also true in an organization that perhaps has different religious persuasions. You need to be sensitive to that sort of thing, too, and just to be sure they're made comfortable with how we conduct our meetings. And I think most of the things, when you have newer members that come into a club like that, they will have new ideas, and your club, my club, needs to be ready to make adjustments and changes. We were great successful in the past, but if we are a declining club, it's obvious that we will need to make some changes to bring in some new people. That's all message from the growth team. We're available. Our tagline is that we're available. Our names and websites are up on the internet. And in each of your regions. There are three members who are ready to come and help you with any of your problems that you might have, or come in and give you some advice, or just listen to what your situation is. We could even bring in the tag teams. So,
John,
Jack,
if
that's
I can
it.
Just add one more point about getting the young people in. You get them in, you get them in your projects, but also they're going to want to assume, many of them assume positions of leadership and not wait 10 years to do it. So be prepared to allow them in that door also.
I would think, Jack, that some of these people are really go-getters, and that's just going to be a natural progression.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our time's up. This is the second of a three-part series of Monday Morning Messages with Growth Team Chair John Tyner. The third one next week. Thank you for listening.